I myself am convinced about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Why did St. Paul say this? That he is convinced, when he's speaking to the Romans here, that you are full of goodness. The reason why he can say that is because he knows exactly what these Romans are full of, these Roman believers, these Roman ones, because they are baptized into Jesus Christ. So what does that mean? Because they are baptized into Jesus Christ, it means what? It means that they are full of Jesus. Now, isn't that something? Isn't that something? That they are full of Jesus, who is God, Jesus, who is Lord, Jesus, who is the name above all things. And so that is the reason why you can say that they're full of goodness, full of knowledge, and able to admonish one another so that they can evermore realize what they are full of. Not what you're thinking of, Steve. They're full of Jesus. As today we enter into these sacred mysteries, holding up the Saint Teresa, rather Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. She was born in 1880. You know, that was a very rough time in the church. That's not long after the Holy See came under oppression and the Pope became the prisoner of the Vatican, when the Papal States were destroyed and taken away from the Pope, and he himself was forced inside so that a secular government may reign outside. There was lots of upheaval at that time. Now remember, that was also the time where the French Revolution had done such violence, holding up man and really tearing down God. But what do we know about God? God reveals man to himself. You cannot know who you are unless you know your relationship to God. And so it is very appropriate that in that year 1880, that's when God called to himself a very special soul, giving birth, giving life, giving his breath to a young girl, Elizabeth. This young child, this young woman took on there. She was very soon baptized, and from her earliest ages, you can read about her life. I encourage you to do so. Pope Francis canonized her in 2016. He spoke of, or rather, she herself, even from her first moments, from her first Holy Communion, said how she could not wait to receive love into herself. How great expectation she had at receiving the Eucharist for this first time, knowing that she would, at that moment, consume her God. A high awareness of what it is that she did at that very moment. When she finally was given the grace, despite the fact that her parents, especially her mother, had no hope for her to enter into Carmel. In fact, wanted the exact opposite, for her to spend her life in marriage in some sort of way, for she was a very beautiful, attractive young woman who many were seeking after. But she said, I'm just for God. And so when she finally entered into Carmel, this young woman, this young Teresa, this young Elizabeth of the Trinity, said, it is, when she enters into there, she said, it seems to me that I have found my heaven here on earth, since heaven is God, and I recognize, she said, it seems to me that I have found my heaven on earth, since heaven is God, and God is in my soul. I wish that I could whisper the secret to every single person that I love. We know that in that moment she was thinking specifically of her own mother, who fought so greatly against her vocation. She speaks about her own life of prayer, and the intensity of the Carmelite prayer life, which is totally focused upon God. Totally focused on that silence before the Lord. She says, my only devotional practice is to enter within. To enter within and to lose myself in those who are there. I feel God is still alive in my soul, that I only have to recollect myself in order to find him within me. Who is he speaking of? Who is she speaking of in this moment where she says, I only have to enter within myself and lose myself with those who are within? Who is she speaking of? She's speaking of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. She is Elizabeth of the Trinity. She recognizes that since the moment of her baptism, the Holy Trinity has come to dwell within her soul. All that you and I have to do when we want to go and be with God, when we want to be recollected, is to go within and say, Jesus, God Father, God Holy Spirit, you're here. Let me know you. That's the true life of recollection and prayer. That's all that this saint did. She's speaking later on in her life when she entered into war. She actually did suffer from, I believe it was Addison's disease. And in that time, with great pain in her youth, there in the Carmel. She speaks of herself. She says, I cannot say that my heart has not suffered, but if my gaze remains always fixed upon him, he who is my luminous star, oh, then all the rest disappears, and I lose myself in him like a drop of water is lost in the midst of the vast ocean. What sufferings are you and I going through today? Interior, exterior, attacks from within, attacks from without, our emotional states that are going every single which way. She says, yes, I suffer. But all I have to realize is that when I go within, and where do I find there? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then when everything else seems to disappear, just as a single drop of water disappears in the midst of the vast ocean. Again, she turns to the Lord toward the end of her life, and she says, oh, love, you know how I love you, how I desire to contemplate you. You also know how I suffer. Consume my whole substance for your glory. Let it be distilled, drop by drop, out for your church. She recognized that her sufferings were not for herself alone, but everything she does was for Jesus and with Jesus and in Jesus. And because he was always there within her, and she had the supernatural recognition that she was never separated from God, she could see that even the sufferings which she was enduring, even at that moment, how great that they were, both interior and exterior, both in her body and especially within her soul, drop by drop, it was being poured out for the sufferings that were really going on in the whole of the church. She gives us this charge before she passes from this earth. She says, may he, she's talking about Jesus, may he make your soul a little heaven. May he make your soul a little heaven, where he may happily rest. Enter into the depth of your soul. You will always find him there, longing to do you good. Wherever you are, whatever you may be doing, he never leaves you. Is that not a consoling thought? She recognized that when she was passing from this earth, that her time would be spent in heaven. But in heaven, just like Saint Therese of Lisieux, the little flower who was a contemporary of hers, though they never met, had the same idea. She said, I think that in heaven, my mission will be to draw souls by helping them to go out of themselves in order to cling to God, and by a holy, simple and loving movement, and to keep them within them this great silence, which will allow God to communicate himself to them and to transform them into his very self. That's the mission. That's the mission that Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity desires to work from heaven. The mission which this beautiful saint desires to work even for us today in Little Santa Rosa. Her mission is this, that she wants you and I to be able to live out what Saint Paul boldly professes. To say that each of us is full of goodness because of what? Because we're full of God. Because the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity dwells within if we have not kicked him out by willingly entering into mortal sin. Her whole mission is to help us in these times which we're going through, to recognize that the Holy Trinity is with him, and to allow in the silence of our hearts for God to really speak to us. That all we have to do in the greatest moment of turbation, in the greatest moment of conflict within our lives, and the hardship when it feels like we're surrounded by rubble, when it feels like the whole of our spiritual edifice has come crashing down, when it seems like we can't even make a step forward, to turn to the Lord and recognize, if I just silence myself and go within myself and recognize those who are there and greet them, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And more I allow them to be recognized within my soul by a simple and loving movement, keeping that silence within, I can allow God, who is infinite, to communicate himself back to me, and little by little, drop by drop, suffering by suffering, I too can be transformed interiorly into who God desires me to be, the soul perfectly united to him here on earth, so that I, like St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, can spend my eternity paying that great gift forward. Let's pray for that, as today we pray for the poor souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember, today is the last day of the octave. Go to the cemetery. Go to the cemetery. Pray for the souls. This Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Zenaida Bridges and Miguelito.